We are nearing the end of an intense week of bad weather, with days of destructive tornadoes and severe storms in the Midwest, as well as extreme heat in the Southeast and heavy rain in Oklahoma and Arkansas. And tomorrow, the Atlantic hurricane season officially begins. For a preview of what could be in store, let's bring in Jeff Huffman. He's a meteorologist and director of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network and the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Peter.
So we spoke with you quite a bit last summer. It was a busy Atlantic hurricane season. More of the same this year?
Well, no offense. I hope we don't speak as often this year. But yeah, I do believe that we will be tracking hurricanes again, as we do every year. And this time around, forecast agencies and the official NOAA forecast is for a, quote, near normal season. So just for perspective, that's a number of named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes that could occur across the entire basin, as somewhere in the 12-13 number for named storms, 5 or 6 hurricanes, 2 or 3 major hurricanes. And that's generally the consensus from a lot of forecasters this season.
Now, there has already been a named storm even before this season got started. And so that's not an ominous sign of what's to come?
No, there's really no or little correlation from preseason or early season activity to what may happen during the heart of hurricane season, which, remember, is still 3 or 4 months away.
Right.
We've had a named storm now 5 years in a row prior to the official start, June 1st. Thankfully, though, they've been mostly away from the United States or fairly weak in nature.
Okay, when people hear that a hurricane season like this next one might be close to normal, do you think they might let their guard down in terms of preparation?
Well, I guess my worry or concern is the same every year. So, yes, when we hear something about normalcy or maybe a less than normal season, certainly many people may take that as a sign that they can let their guard down. We all kind of wish for nothing bad to happen, right?
Right.
But a couple things to remember going into this year's hurricane season. I think the biggest thing that has struck me is the National Hurricane Center mentioned this a few weeks ago on their Twitter account. We've had 4 Category 5 landfalls in the United States in recorded history. All 4 of them were only tropical storms 3 days prior to landfall. So keep that in mind. You need a hurricane plan that you can act upon quickly. And as we always also say every year, it only takes one.
Right.
We can't determine where a storm is going to go or how strong it's going to be when it makes landfall more than a few days in advance. And so we have to remember that every single year. I encourage our listeners to not base your preparations on something you have or have not experienced in the past. Florida is a great example. Many folks from Hurricane Irma did not experience the worst. And then one season later, people in the Florida's panhandle experienced pretty much the worst you can get from a Category 5 hurricane.
Well, as you say, it only takes one. And isn't it true that that one might be even more destructive than normal because of what we're seeing with the changing climate?
Yes, there's certainly been a trend for more destructive storms in the last couple of years, obviously. There's also been some different types of tracks they've taken. They've moved at different speeds. Another thing to remember when you factor in all these variables that have changed in our climate, humans are more in the way of hurricanes. We've had destructive hurricanes in our history dating decades ago, but a lot more people, at least here in Florida, I can see it every day, live in harm's way. So we all collectively have to work a little harder to be prepared and to help our neighbors prepare.
Well, sure. And I bet a lot of people in Florida obviously remember Hurricane Michael, the Category 5 storm that caused billions of dollars in damage last October, killed dozens of people alone in Florida. Are they still recovering, even as this new hurricane season gets underway?
Yeah, I visited Bay and Gulf counties a few weeks ago, and I was just heartbroken to see still some of the damage down there and the lack of recovery so far. But they're a hardy folk. There's been a lot of positive growth, a lot of people coming together. I realize even folks who have experienced a hurricane in the past, you may think you have this false perception that you're now safe for a few years.
Yeah.
You just never know. We can't really predict where these things are going to go until a few days out.
Jeff, what can you tell us about the extreme heat that your region has been seeing recently? Savannah, Georgia set an all-time record high for May at 102 degrees. Charleston, South Carolina, and Wilmington, North Carolina reached 100 degrees on Sunday, which is strange, by the way, because where I'm from on the West Coast in Arizona, where it's normally very hot this time of year, it is not at all. It's abnormally cool. But is that heat wave over, by the way?
Well, it's going to there's going to be a front coming in this weekend that up in South Carolina for our stations there, they will experience a brief cool down and then a more significant cool down next week. Yeah, 22 record highs in South Carolina were broken, Peter. We had all-time records here in Florida. We have a wildfire situation going on here in Florida as well. I want to say that that is likely to continue. Our rainy season down here is a bit delayed, and this is all due to this weather pattern that's been stuck. It's the same pattern you mentioned that's causing the destructive tornadoes in the Midwest. I do believe that about a week to 10 days from now, it is going to break down. And we'll see some relief here in the southeast. But, you know, it's going to be hot for the next 3 or 4 months around here.
Warm weather means warm water, which also means hurricanes, right?
Yeah, I mean, and the waters are now plenty warm for something to develop as the season begins tomorrow.
All right. Jeff Huffman, director of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network and the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. Jeff, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.